Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next, let's bring in Stephen Portnoy in Washington this morning and get an update on the Trump transition process, which is continuing.
It is continuing. And a big development yesterday, not the development that perhaps all Republican senators wanted to see, but it gets things closer to being on the track that Congress established with the Presidential Transition Act some years ago. What am I talking about? Well, the Trump transition team yesterday signed a memorandum of understanding with the White House, the Biden White House. Now, this is not the MOU that would see two FBI background checks that you've heard a bit about over the last several weeks. It's still a concern for Republican senators who are going to have to be charged with assessing these nominees for key posts. They would prefer that the FBI do the traditional standard thorough vetting so that they can make a reasonable and informed decision on whether to confirm some of these more controversial nominees. Nevertheless, the Trump transition has signed an MOU that allows for so-called landing teams, appropriate D-Day reference there, to go in to onto the beachheads and begin to start taking over these agencies now that Donald Trump has won the presidency. And there are these teams that will be tasked with diving in to each of these agencies to begin reshaping them in Donald Trump's image. Now, they will not have, however, access to classified information because, unless they've already had a national security clearance, because the FBI is not going to be doing background checks. So that might be a complication. There's also a disagreement between the two sides, that is the Trump transition and the Biden administration, over whether there should be use of the government office space here in D.C., the GSA workspace that's been dedicated by Congress to an incoming administration. Donald Trump made a use of that space in 2016, seems to want to have nothing to do with it now for a couple of reasons, we think. One is that it comes with some strings attached, a limit on the amount of donations that people can make to a transition effort. The Trump transition says it will be privately funded, so you don't have to worry about taxpayer money going to it. All right, that's one thing. But along with that comes a disclosure requirement, which the Trump transition is not necessarily going to be held to, although they promise they will disclose their donors. And the other thing is there's some ethics paperwork and ethics disclosures that will not be a part of this because the MOU in that respect has not been signed. So there's no agreement on FBI background checks, no agreement on the use of office space, no agreement on IT support, no agreement on ethics disclosures and donor disclosures, but there is an agreement to have the landing teams begin to take over the agencies. And that is yesterday's news.
Okay, Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live.